SFCC President Jackson Sasser says as the college moves toward its 40th year, it's important for faculty to have an international perspective. He introduced a variety of faculty members who have traveled internationally this past year and says those experiences will help teachers to teach with a global perspective.
This year, we're concentrating on our traditions at Santa Fe. We will be 40 years old next year, so we're moving into an anniversary period. Also, recognizing our efforts in internationalizing the college, you know, every student in our district in Bradford and Alachua counties need to have some idea of this world that they're going into from a cultural standpoint, from a religious standpoint, from values standpoint. And so we're reinvigorating that conversation about internationalizing the conference. And then just a celebration of innovation. This college has been an innovator in higher education for many years. And so we can't rest on our laurels. We must go forward in trying to provide more service to students.
Faculty have traveled to Africa, Brazil, China, Russia, England, and Costa Rica, to name a few, this past year. A special guest was U.S. Congressman from Ocala, Republican Cliff Stearns, who came to present SFCC with a $500,000 check towards a new planetarium and astronomy museum.
And I think all of us realize, as pointed out earlier, the real importance of scientific curriculum. So I'm very happy to present this to him and glad that he got the matching funds so he can complete this project. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
SFCC President Sasser emphasized another mission for the college is building a sense of community. He says that can come from first understanding the community the college serves.
A great community college must be involved and must listen carefully to the needs of the area. And one of our tremendous needs, which a lot of groups have worked on, and we're ready to join in a more aggressive way, and this is the area of addressing poverty. For Bradford and Alachua County, we have far too high poverty rates compared to other parts of the state. So Santa Fe will be talking about today and through this next semester about do we have the heart to join in that effort sincerely, and I'm sure we will.
How do you do that?
Well, I think increase the efforts that we already have in the workforce development area, certainly working with healthy communities, working with the city, working with the counties, governments in our area, and joining hands in trying to address this tremendous need.
He called the poverty rates in Alachua and Bradford counties criminal.
44% of students that attend Alachua County schools, 44% are on free and reduced lunch. 52% in Bradford County. Bradford County, this will shock you, four of five mothers have a high school degree or less in Bradford County. Teenage births to unwed mothers, and child abuse far exceed the state average. And my question to us, is there a correlation between the amount of education and these criminal numbers? Alachua County residents, 10.3% higher prison population in the last 4 years.
Sasser issued a challenge to his faculty for the next year.
Here's the challenge. This semester, would you be willing, and we only need 7 or 8 at a time, but I've asked the division chairs and directors if you would help coordinate this. This semester, would you go in to the St. Francis House? Would you prepare the meal? More importantly, would you serve it? Don't stay behind the counter. Go out in a respectful way and sit down and just have dinner with someone with just by the grace that you and I and our children aren't there.
On the horizon, SFCC President Sasser says he hopes to work out some 4-year degree programs with the University of Florida, especially in the technical health areas. He says such an effort will create more jobs for Alachua and Bradford counties.
The state of Florida will not build another university. It will not spend millions and millions and millions of dollars to do that. That's a fact, okay? The addition of selected 4-year degree, joint degree programs with the University of Florida and our college will open doors that simply are not open today. We're talking about, if we're to do something about poverty, what is it? It's about jobs, and those jobs will come in health areas. They will come in biomedical devices and so forth. So if we're to really do something about poverty, we've got to take this up a notch, not for the whole state. We're charged to serve Alachua and Bradford counties. So can we look at that? Santa Fe students could earn bachelor's degrees at a lower cost if we can work this out with this great university.
The 2005 fall semester gets underway on Wednesday, both for Santa Fe Community College and the University of Florida. For Mid-Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.